In March this year, the US BICEP team of astronomers claimed to have found the long-sought evidence for cosmic inflation, one of the mechanisms that underpins what happened in a fraction of a second after the Big Bang, when the universe began. Inflation has been theorised for decades, and the results caused quite a big stir in the scientific community, with talk of Nobel Prizes being awarded to the astronomers concerned. But just this week, these findings have been called into question because Europe's Planck satellite mission published data suggesting the BICEP results might have been contaminated by cosmic dust. Greer Jackson is with us. She's been looking at the story. So what's, first of all, the background to this?
As you mentioned already, inflation was a theory developed in the 80s to help explain what happened in the first trillionth of a trillionth of a trillionth of a second after the Big Bang. And what happened in inflation is that space expanded very, very fast, faster than the speed of light, from something the size of a proton, so smaller than an atom, all the way to what we now see as the observable universe. And this happened all within a fraction of a second. So according to this theory, the expansion would have caused a sort of ripple in space and time, waves of gravity. And these waves and ripples have left like a pattern on the sky, so to speak, that we could potentially now see. And this is what BICEP have claimed to have seen, this polarized cosmic microwave background radiation, or CMB.
So if these waves are there, then it lends credence to the theory of inflation. It tells us what must have happened in the early epoch of the universe during those very, very early times when it was growing very rapidly.
Precisely, yeah. It puts us that much closer to seeing the origins of our universe and how it came to be. And I've heard about physicists talking about this could be, you know, discovery of their lifetime sort of thing. So it's caused a really big stir in the scientific community.
A ripple.
A ripple, yes, precisely.
If not just in space-time. And what has Planck now done? Because to put this into perspective, Planck is a satellite mission that launched from the European Space Agency 2009, I think it was, wasn't it, to try and probe some of these and other questions. So what is the Planck probe saying?
It's worth just stepping back a little bit here and talking about what BICEP did. So BICEP looks at a very small section of the sky and is looking at one frequency or colour, and that's what they were monitoring the sky, whereas Planck looks at a huge area in the sky and is looking at multiple frequencies. And these frequencies that Planck is looking at are much more sensitive to things like cosmic dust, the dust in the sky from asteroids, comets, and when stars explode. So what Planck have now done is they've looked at exactly the same area of the sky that BICEP have looked at. And they now think that actually there's a much more dust than they previously thought. And this dust is imitating the polarised CMB.
The shortfall of the BICEP mission, and we actually had them on this programme at the beginning of the year when they made this announcement, was that they looked at just this one discrete frequency, because we asked them, why didn't you look at others? And they said, well, our instrument's set up to look at that particular colour of light. Planck now say they've looked at other colours, you're saying, and that actually you may be able to explain those initial observations on the basis of dust. So what do the BICEP people say about it?
BICEP have always been wanting to corroborate these results. It's just only now that the Planck satellites come available to actually look at this segment of the sky. So they haven't commented on it, so to speak. It's always been in the pipeline that they're going to come together and look at results together to see whether actually it is this sort of cosmic dust that's causing this signature in the sky, or whether actually we really are seeing a signature of the beginning of our universe.
Ironic that the guys who discovered the cosmic microwave background radiation, and it won them a Nobel Prize in the 1960s, this is Wilson and Penzias, they actually first of all thought that pigeon poo on their antenna was the cause of this funny signal they were seeing, and it turned out that was the afterglow of the Big Bang. Now these guys might actually have done the reverse and claim to have seen something that is caused by the space equivalent of pigeon poo, cosmic dust. So what does this actually mean, though, in real terms? Are they now saying we're going to go and do some more studies, or what?
So the Planck people and BICEP people are now coming together to look at the results because, as I said before, they're quite different data sets, apples and oranges, if you like. So they're now looking to put these results together, see what the results are, and we should actually see something coming out at the end of the year, whether it was dust or whether we are seeing the beginning of our universe.
So there may still be a Nobel Prize up for grabs. Greer, thank you very much. Greer Jackson. And Planck's data that Greer was describing was published just this Monday gone in the online journal Archive.